You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock. Welcome to the Boat Galley. Stocking spare parts. We didn't realize how well stocked our first cruising boat, Caetala, was when we bought her. Bought her in Mexico, and the previous owner had recently brought her down from the U.S., fully stocked with spares. I mean, we spent 4 days just inventorying what was in the lockers. Barefoot Gal, by contrast, had almost nothing aboard when we bought her. When we first moved aboard, we brought a lot of tools, and my first Amazon order was filled with things such as wire crimpers and PB Blaster. As we've done various projects, we've added more and more to our tools, supplies, and parts. Cruising in Florida, we had always been reasonably near populated places where we could get what we needed and gradually built up the spares. But then we were planning to head to the Bahamas, so we had to seriously think about the spares. What else did we need? On one hand, we want to be able to repair critical systems, or at least have backup systems in place. On the other hand, we have to consider space and money. As Dave says, we can't just tow a whole spare boat around. Yes, there are stores in the Bahamas, and we can get things shipped in. But that can be both expensive and time-consuming. So we try to strike a middle ground of having parts and supplies for the most likely problems, and those things that would have to be fixed, and not trying to have spares for everything. We know from past experience that a lot of gear can actually be done without, or jury-rigged with what's available. It seems like we bought things every day. I know we really didn't. Most days what we're really doing is going over systems and deciding what we do think we need to have aboard. To be honest, this part all takes time. Every boat is different, of course, but just to give an idea, and this is absolutely not a comprehensive list of what we're doing. For the fresh water system, we have some spare hose. All of ours is half inch, so it makes it easy to have a one length of hose be working for everything. We have hose clamps, we have a variety of connectors, a Y valve for the tank selection, and a spare water pump. For our dinghy and outboard, we have a Hypalon patch kit, a spare bale, a spare prop, impeller, and a spare kill cord. For the diesel engine, we have a spare raw water pump and seals, two spare fuses, a solenoid relay, spare fuel pump, and an alternator belt. On the autopilot, we have a spare belt. For our sails, we have sail repair tape, thread, needles, lots of extra blocks, shackles, and line. For our stove, we have a spare solenoid and a regulator for the propane. For electrical, we have lots of spare wires and connectors, fuses, and of course all the tools for this. For our anchor light, we have a spare Davis Mega light. We use an LED bulb with it. And we also have several Lucy lights aboard that we could use in an emergency. We've opted not to carry a spare alternator, as nothing runs directly off our alternator, and we have both solar power and a generator for charging the batteries. It's been our experience that anywhere there are cars, there is someone who can rewind an alternator, or sell us one. Plus, we have all the consumables, such as engine oil, filters, oil, fuel, and water, engine coolant, coconut core for our composting head, battery water, WD-40, and more. Some of these we plan to take enough for our time in the Bahamas. Others we figure we'll take, but we may have to buy more while we're there. And then there's all the other repair stuff, such as tools, screws, bolts, cable ties, and so on, that are just a normal part of living on a boat. We're always pretty well stocked on those. The whole issue of spares can be a real budget buster for the first year of cruising. It's one of those hidden costs that don't show up in most articles. It's not quite so bad in subsequent years. Yes, you want to replace spares as you use them, but you usually don't use everything in a single year. Admittedly, if you're staying pretty much in your home area, you may not need too many spares and can just buy what you need as you need it. That's kind of what we did in our first year on Barefoot Gal. Slowly started building spares as we needed things. But then, as you plan to go further afield, it's time to carry more. But not too much. Until next time then, the This is Carolyn Sherlock on the Boat Galley.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and I listen to Boat Radio whenever I get the chance.